Well, I'm very excited to talk with these two young gentlemen. They are known as the Twin Turns at Minneapolis Public Schools. They are twin seniors at Washburn High School who have been interning at Minneapolis Public Schools in addition to being students as well. And I'm talking about Jake and Drew Wesson joining us here on KPEM, Jazz 88, and MPS Voices. Jake, Drew, welcome. Jake, this is familiar territory for you. We did something similar to this 2 years ago when you were student representative of the school board back in 2022. So welcome back for you, Drew. This is your first time with us. And
thanks.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you guys on. The first thing I want to get to is, who came up with the idea of nicknaming you guys the Twin Turns?
So it was actually our the press or the media relations coordinator for MPS who came up with that genius name. We didn't even think of it until she mentioned it one day. So it's been a really good, I guess, a title for the past 6 months for us with this internship.
Yeah, because it's a kind of a good way to sum it up. I'm not as creative to think about that title, so it's definitely a good way to kind of sum up our experience.
Awesome. Awesome. So how did you guys become interns? Take me through the process of how this kind of came to be.
Yeah. So we've both been on the citywide student leadership board for MPS, which is basically like a district-wide student council. And earlier this year, the advisors for that group suggested we could pursue an internship with a district department. And I've always really been interested in journalism or communications, kind of that field. So I wanted to get an internship with the communications department, but I've also been interested in kind of government relations. So I was able to kind of do both departments and both topics, I guess. And that was really cool. And yeah, it's kind of how it started. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for me, also citywide too. On citywide and through I have the honor to be the student board representative, and kind of through those pathways, I was kind of getting an interest in government relations. So I worked with the district lobbyist, Josh Downham, to kind of craft this internship and also kind of help Drew out on the communications and marketing side. But it's been really great to kind of share internships, but also kind of have our own projects. Yeah.
Is this our normal thing for two people to be in this, or was it because you guys are both obviously so smart and so talented, and you guys are twins? Obviously, was this kind of a special situation because you guys are twins that you were both able to be a part of this?
Yeah, so this is the first year that MPS is kind of doing student internships, so we're kind of, I think, the first ones. But yeah, we kind of, Jake and I kind of do everything together, like school, kind of the same clubs, same activities, stuff like that. So we both wanted to learn something new and try something new and get an internship, but we were able to kind of work on paths that we kind of want to go on into in the future after high school. So that's been really cool.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Jake and Drew Wesson, who are known as the Twin Turns at Minneapolis Public Schools. They've been interning with the district. They are both seniors at Washburn High School, set to graduate here in just a couple of weeks. And we'll talk about the graduation and what life in high school has been like for you guys in just a minute here. But let's go back to your internship and talk about some of the departments that you guys have worked in. You kind of mentioned that already. What are some of the key projects and experiences you guys have had during this internship?
Yeah, so for the communications department for me, I've been working on a monthly student newsletter that goes out to students across the district. And it covers opportunities for students, like jobs, events, career fairs, stuff like that, that students can attend. And also goes over the many accomplishments that MPS schools have, and kind of goes over what students are doing at these schools. And it's been really, I've learned a lot through kind of finding news and trying to interview students and how great these students are and how many things are going on in MPS.
Mm-hmm. How about you,
Jake? For me, I would say probably the biggest project will probably be I was able to work with the City of Minneapolis Election and Voter Services Division, and we were able to work with them to kind of pilot the first ever Minneapolis high school voter registration week. So we piloted an effort to see ways like we can engage students in the voter registration process. We used digital resources. We went to different schools, handed out flyers, stuff like that. And hopefully it will, it was kind of a pilot program, so we got to kind of experience what it was like, but hopefully it will gain movement into the future, and hopefully this is a reoccurring thing. Like, it was great to kind of help them out on that project.
Let's talk quickly about a project you guys did that was sort of outside of your internship. It was called You've Dialed 911, The Future of Public Safety from Minneapolis. What can you guys share with us about that?
Yeah, so that was for a competition that C-SPAN runs. It's a national competition called StudentCam, and they basically have this competition that they send out a prompt, and students from around the country can make a 5 to 6 minute documentary on the topic. So we chose public safety here in Minneapolis, and we interviewed the police department, mental health responders, and community organizations to kind of get a full picture of how public safety is evolving in Minneapolis. And it was really eye-opening and interesting to learn about.
Yeah. Shout out to our social studies teacher, Mr. Scanling at Washburn. We did a so as part of this class we're taking with him, we did a activity called a political engagement activity, where it was our kind of our job to write a paper on like something in politics. So it's kind of a way to we did a documentary and a paper on public safety. We're really interested in seeing everything that's kind of changed in the last few years, and I think it's really historic and really important to cover. So it was great to kind of be able to, as a kid, I would have never thought I would have been given that opportunity to kind of see it firsthand. But there we were, interviewing these people who have a lot of power to make these really important decisions, and it was just a great opportunity.
Couple more items for Jake and Drew Wesson. They are twin seniors at Washburn High School, and they are known as the Twin Turns, and they've been interning at Minneapolis Public Schools during their senior year as well. What was kind of the most surprising thing you learned about your fellow students during this experience?
Yeah, for me, it was mainly with the student newsletter and just seeing how each school has their own programs and opportunities available for their students, and what students are doing with those programs and activities, and seeing like stories of students going to DC or to places around the country. Just really cool to learn about that and see what everyone else was doing.
How about you, Jake?
Yeah, definitely kind of adding on to that, like it's been really cool to see how students have such a big district and how many things are going on, and you having that front row seat to kind of witness the brilliant things that are happening every day in this district is really cool to see.
What's something you guys are going to miss about this experience and, just your high school lives in general as you guys are graduating here in a couple of weeks? What's a moment or an event or a project you guys may have worked on that you're going to miss from this whole experience?
Yeah, I think for me, just the for the internship, just like the access to the resources that we had, like we have at MPS, and just access to very smart people who can kind of help us with our careers and our path in the future. One example, I actually got a camera from MPS, and I was able to kind of play around with it and try it out. And I've never like had a big camera like that, so it was really just cool to see how it works. And that's definitely something that I'll miss, just having access and great people who are willing to help you out with this.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll miss most too, just the people that we've been surrounded with this entire internship and the people we've met. As a student, when I was in 9th grade or 10th grade or even like middle school, you're kind of sectioned off, into your school. You kind of get to know your classmates, all of that, your principal, teachers, everything like that. But you don't really get to understand it on like the district level, I guess, and kind of get to branch out as much. So that's been, a great opportunity where we've been able to go to different schools and talk to different students. We've been able to do some stuff like the Davis Center, the district headquarters. And it's just been, we got to, visit the North CTE Center. While it was kind of being developed. So it was just kind of a really cool way to Just meet a whole lot of people who have so many things going on, so many things happening.
So you guys were both kind of the first to do this type of internship with Minneapolis Public Schools. What sort of advice would you give for the next intern that comes in, you know, maybe next year, depending on how this whole thing plays out? What sort of advice would you give for the next group of interns that may come in?
Yeah, so I would definitely say I think for high school students in general, I think the idea of kind of internships is kind of like outside more of a college thing that most students kind of think about. But if you reach out to companies or organizations here locally, they'd be more like most likely more willing to help you out and or at least shadow somebody, and you can learn kind of about paths and careers available to you.
Yeah, definitely for the next like slate of MPS interns. There's so many. I think it's really easy to kind of like just pick like a traditional path, I guess. But I would really encourage you, any future students to reach out, branch out. There's so many different things you can do. Departments I haven't even heard of or know existed. You can do anything from like emergency management to finance in MPS, or just with any government agency stuff like that. And all you have to do is kind of be ready to chase down those opportunities and be ready to kind of be ready to work for it, I guess, because it might not always be immediately presented to you, but it's always within reach.
All right, so as I've mentioned before, you guys are graduating in a couple of weeks. First, how does it feel? I would imagine the time has gone by really fast. I remember, you know, I graduated from high school 22 years ago, and it tells you how old I am. And I just remember those 4 years of high school really flying by. So I imagine it was probably the same for you guys. What's next for you guys now as you guys prepare to graduate? And you're going to probably have some fun during the summer, enjoy a little bit of time off, I would imagine. But in your post-high school lives, what's in store for you both?
Yeah, so we'll both actually be going to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I'll be studying international studies and journalism. And I actually added on kind of the journalism part because really of this internship and just being able to learn from all these people at MPS and writing articles, stuff like that. So yeah, I'm excited. We leave in August, so we'll be down in Madison during that time, and I'm really excited to kind of see what that's like. It's gonna be an adjustment, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, obviously same. I'll also be doing international studies, but also Drew's doing journalism. I'm gonna be doing public policy. That's kind of like the certificate or minor. Kind of also that experience in government relations has also kind of influenced me to do pursuing public policy. But I definitely don't plan to get out of kind of this field anytime soon. I've already the district lobbyist has already kind of pointed me to a few Madison public school people and kind of help offer to give me some connections. So it's definitely a field in education policy is kind of a field I'm considering.
Awesome, awesome. Well, guys, this has been a lot of fun. Congratulations to you both. Just great work and best of luck. You know, enjoy your summer, and then as you guys get ready to head out to Madison in the fall too, the best of luck to you guys, and thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been great.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.
That is Drew and Jake Wesson, known as the Twin Turns, as they interned with Minneapolis Public Schools, and of course they are prepping to graduate from Washburn High School here in a couple of weeks, and they joined us here on Jazz 88 and MPS Voices.